From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The Albany Times Union reports that the state of New York is spending $2 million for communities to help immigrants become citizens. Nonprofit organizations can apply for up to $80,000 as part of a program to expand neighborhood-based centers for immigrants. There are already 27 centers throughout the state funded by the state's Office of New Americans. They provide citizenship classes, community workshops, and free legal consultations for immigrants with pro bono immigration attorneys and a multilingual hotline. Governor Andrew Cuomo started the program in 2013. Currently, there are 4.2 million immigrants in the state. Grant applications for the programs are due December 17th. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Andrea Makel reports in the Greenville Pioneer that the town of Greenville's new solar law mandates that solar power can't be the sole source of energy in the town. The amendment adopted October 22nd to the town's zoning law states, and I quote, "The total commercial solar energy production in the town of Greenville shall not exceed 75% of the existing total electric substation capacity," end quote. Greenville passed the new rules after a six-month solar moratorium. California-based Cypress Creek Renewables at one point had four projects proposed in Greenville, though now they have just three that each cover about 20 acres. Freehold Community Solar at 9775-9873 Route 32, Amberjack Solar at 10200-10225 Route 32, and an unnamed project at 227 East Red Mill Road. Many towns throughout the area have several solar projects before them, and several have imposed moratoriums to allow time to write new regulations. Supervisor Paul Mako said, and I quote, "Solar is here to stay," end quote. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo recently announced $40 million for solar projects that integrate energy storage. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Amelia Teasdale in the Columbia paper reports that the state has agreed to reduce the speed limit on Route 203 from the village of Valencia to the village of Chatham from 55 miles an hour to 50 miles an hour. The State Department of Transportation alerted Kinderhook and Chatham by letter last week about the change. Chatham Village Mayor Tom Curran said at the town's November 8th meeting, and I quote, "I'm so glad that happened," end quote. Chatham resident Christy Collins started efforts to lower the speed of cars because Route 203 is often used by pedestrians to get to the Mack Hayden Theater, Edgewood Acres Mobile Home Park, and as a shortcut to Chatham High School. Town board members agreed to ask the state. The letter from the DOT said the change could be made by the end of December. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Daniel Zuckerman reports for Columbia Green Media that the town of Cairo has a law against abandoned business signs, but has at least one on Route 23. Bernard Rivers of Cornwallville sent the town a letter recently to make sure they know that nothing is being done about it and broken glass or plastic work around the edges could make it dangerous. Rivers said, and I quote, "It conveyed this is a rundown and no one has bothered to clean it up. I thought that it would be easy to fix," end quote. Instead of taking action, town officials talked about the sign at the November 5th town meeting. Town councilperson Mary Jo Cords explained why Cairo officials did not know about the sign. Cords said, and I quote, "When we pass it every day, after a while, you don't see it. So it's good to have some fresh eyes like this person who wrote the letter to point these things out. It's just unsightly," end quote. Officials at the meeting said Town Code Enforcement Officer Stacy Sprague will work to get the sign down per the town's law. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. and a pleasant tomorrow.